This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Union representatives for Southwest Airlines employees are suing to stop a settlement the airline has reached with the state labor department. Investigators said a year ago that the airline had violated labor laws by not allowing employees to take sick leave to care for their families, among other violations. The labor department at the time issued a record fine, $1.3 million. Now, the state has agreed to reduce the fine by 90% and has said Southwest won't have to meet all paid leave requirements. Read more about the lawsuit at CPR.org. Some customers could be out thousands of dollars as Friday Health Plans shuts down in Colorado at the end of this month. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on responses from state Democrats.
A lot of Friday Health Plans customers had put hundreds or thousands of dollars toward their deductibles and out-of-pocket caps, money they could effectively lose as the company closes. House Democrats are calling on other insurers to let those customers carry over their progress on their deductibles. Representative Kyle Brown.
Stability in the marketplace, trust in insurance is in their best interest. And so we as legislators are coming together and asking insurance companies to do the right thing.
Kaiser Permanente and Denver Health have agreed, but other big providers have refused. Meanwhile, the state plans to announce a way customers might be able to recoup those lost deductibles. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
State wildlife officials are searching for a black bear that scratched a woman in her Trinidad area home late Friday night. The 82-year-old told Colorado Parks and Wildlife that a small bear jumped at her when she opened her back door to investigate a noise. This is the second bear attack in near Trinidad in 2 weeks. CPW says the incidents are likely unrelated. The agency's policy requires any bear that injures a human to be euthanized if captured. This is CPR and KRCC.